More than ever, it's the time to ask for the help of God. And it is time not to be afraid. It is the time to walk by faith. It is the time to do what? Walk by faith. Faith in the word of God. Faith in truth. You can pray all you want. If you don't believe the word, I want you to listen to this. What I see can be so depressing. What I hear can be overwhelming. What I'm up against can be so confusing. It leaves war within me. When my heart is overwhelmed, remind me of what you say in your word. When my heart is overwhelmed, remind me of what you said in your word. That I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith in Jesus Christ. My hope is built on nothing else than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith in Jesus Christ. What we see can be so depressing. What we hear can be overwhelming. What we are up against can be so challenging, and it leaves war within us. But when your heart is overwhelmed, remind us of what you said in your word. When my heart is overwhelmed, remind me of what you said in your word. What did he say? That I walk by faith. How do you walk? If you are looking at what you see, you will be overwhelmed. You will be confused. You will be perplexed. But if you walk by faith, I ask. Only in Jesus. the word of God. You are on your own. Where is your hope? That what? I walk. Hey, I walk. You need to understand that the word of God is powerful. You walk. Hey up, hey up, hey up, hey up. Echo your mama, answer. Where is your hope? Where is your hope? Hey, answer, hey, answer. You need to understand the power of your word. Life and death is in the tongue. Open your mouth. Bible says God keeps his word. Honestly, if what you are building in this time is not on the word of God, I can assure you it will fail. Anything else you are building outside the word of God will fail. It will fade away like it never existed. Can I tell you a good news? You know, it was in seasons like this. The Egyptians were experiencing darkness. But in Goshen, what was happening? What was happening? No, you need to say it like you know it. Darkness was in the camp of the Egyptians. But in Goshen, where the Israelites lived, what was happening? In the camp of the Egyptians, they were wailing because they lost their firstborns. But in Goshen, what was happening? Huh? So that's how God has designed us to function in this time. He says, behold, darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people. But you and I, see, I don't care how much you pray. Oh, pray, it is good. Because when I'm telling you, I pray. But if you are praying without the word, if you are worshiping without the word, you are where? On your own. So it's not just going to be emotional. It has to be the word of God, because that's the one that will not, it won't fail. So we have been built that way, that when there is gross darkness, we shine. So it's not the time to be afraid. It is the time to shine. Do you understand me? It is not the time to be afraid. It's time to do what? It's time to shine. And how you shine is you walk by what? You walk by what? Can you take a step and walk by faith? You take a step and walk by faith. And guess what? The faith is not in you. If it's in you, you are in trouble. The faith is in Jesus Christ. If it is not to you, you are going to be in trouble, because you cannot keep, you cannot help yourself. But the faith is in Jesus. This is why we rejoice. He's in Jesus. Faith in the finished work. Jesus Christ. Yes, I am. I am. I am. But it has to tie.
should always, always give God thanks. Do you understand me? Because if it is left to you and I, Otitong, we are done for. But faith in who? Oh, you don't call that name like that. Faith in who? You don't call that name like that. Faith in who? Scripture says God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name, including the name of God. God, because he obeyed, he did not count it robbery. Jesus obeyed, he didn't count it robbery. He submitted himself. Even though they are equal, he didn't count it robbery. He submitted himself. Then God gave him a name that is above every other name, that are the name of Jesus. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Built and nothing else than I. Say my hope, my than Jesus.